Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey and Deb Evans Consulting. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
Gabba gabba, hey and hello geeks. Jack Munson back with you on Social Geek Radio. I've got a great topic today that I'm really excited about, so we're going to jump right into it with our special guest. It's Aaron Clifford, Senior Vice President of Marketing from Binary Fountain. Aaron, how are you today?
Doing great, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. So let's start with your story. Tell us a little bit about your background and about your brand, Binary Fountain.
Sure. So I'll start with myself. I live in Nashville with, I always start with my family. I have two daughters and a son and a wife. And so we reside here, been here for a number of years, originally from Southern California, but I've been in Nashville long enough where I'm nearly a native. So to have that going on, it's good. Love Nashville. It happens to be beautiful today, which we always appreciate and rejoice in Nashville because it always seems to be weird, the weather. So that's good. You know, I had my start in technology. So I started way back when Novell Networks was a thing. And I was a certified Novell engineer and a networking guy. And love technology, but I also have this sort of entrepreneurialism streak. So I worked for a title and escrow software company, went and became a real estate investor for about a year and a half, bought and sold 20 homes, held on to about 8 of them. And then I was expecting my first kid. I'm like, oh my God, I got to go get a job, a regular job. A real job. I need a regular income. And that was the time where I went and I started working for HCA, a large healthcare company. They own and operate 177 hospitals and, you know, over 1,000 clinics, surgery centers, and cancer centers. And so anyway, and I was there for 15 years. And so really was immersed in the healthcare field and loved the company, but left a little bit over a year ago now to go with Binary Fountain. So that's just my life in a snippet. That's it.
And tell us about Binary Fountain. What are you guys doing there these days?
So Binary Fountain, we are a based product and data analytics company. We do reputation management, but we also, with the alerting and letting companies know what's being said about them online, we leverage the patient feedback that's given online and on various social media channels to, and we interpret a lot of what's given there into operational categories that help enable health systems to ultimately improve the patient experience, thus impacting revenue, positively impacting revenue.
Right.
So we have over 4,000 facilities and clinics on our platform. We've had 72 million actionable insights from the online reviews. We're seeing online reviews for medical practices and for hospitals and for providers continue to grow every year at an astounding rate. And we are helping health organizations get a hold of that.
And I love the name. There's got to be a story behind the name, Binary Fountain.
Yeah. So when I joined Binary, and I actually was a client before I was an employee of.
Always a good sign, right?
Yeah. I brought Binary Fountain in 2014 at HCA, and that's where our relationship began. And then we ultimately did a pilot with Binary Fountain and a competitor, and Binary Fountain did such a great job. We ended up building a business case around them and bringing them in. And so I was always like, why Binary Fountain? So I get it, binary data. So I asked the co-founder, Robbie, who's still on, I'm like, Robbie, how'd you come up with the name? And he's like, well, started to be a social aggregator company. And we're trying to come up with a name. We're like, well, it's data and it's a fountain of data. So they were looking around and making sure that nobody had the name. And that's kind of where, fountain of data is sort of what they had in mind, the co-founders. So that's ultimately what we are. We were bringing in sort of a reverse fountain. So this data that's out there, we're bringing it in and analyzing it. So that's the name, Binary Fountain. It's not you know, it's not too groundbreaking of a name, but it,
no, but you
it
know,
flows well and it makes
yeah,
sense.
I love it. And it does tell a story and, you know, there's kind of a cool elegance to it. So I just always love to hear where the name came from. You know, you and I met, it's been a while, right? I'm going to guess half a dozen years ago or so when you were with HCA. And I was thinking about it this morning that the changes in healthcare marketing just in the past, let's say 6, 7, 8 years, I mean, it's a whole new world out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is.
So tell us about the challenges that you're seeing now, maybe compared to when you first got into this. You know, what are the challenges that that people in the healthcare space are really facing this year?
So I think that, you know, what we've seen with the Affordable Health Care Act and with legislation changes and then just the growth of digital, we're seeing that consumers are more empowered and are taking more of an interest. And even, let me back up a little bit, even the term consumer in healthcare has been a new thing. You know, 6, 7 years ago, you really didn't hear that term.
Yeah.
When we met, that was non-existent. Now it's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And so,
it was patients, right? You weren't really considered a buyer or a consumer of healthcare. You were a patient. Somebody was taking care of you, and that was that, right?
Right. And a lot of that had to do with the insurance. Your insurer dictated where you could go, mm-hmm. where you couldn't. There was not as many available tools to research. You primarily, you know, relied on the referral of family and friends to a healthcare provider. And I think you still do that to a certain extent. It's just turned more online. So there's studies that say that, you know, people take an online review and value it just as much as they do an in-person referral. And so those things have changed the game. I mean, not only just online reviews, those definitely have an influence, but I would say more at a macro level, you know, insurance deductibles are higher. People mm-hmm. are being forced to, oh, wow, I want to get as much value out of this dollar I'm going to spend. Therefore, I'm going to make choices and not just, you know, go to where my insurance dictates me because I have a high deductible. I may go somewhere else. I may choose an urgent care over an ER. Mm-hmm. I may choose, you know, urgent care clinic over my my primary care physician to get a flu shot because this is my dollar and I want it to go as far as it can. And that's the biggest change that we've seen. And that's where, you know, digital resources and tools come in to play for health systems and also for the patient consumer.
Yeah, I hear you there. I can't even tell you, and this is serious, I can't even tell you where my primary care physician's office is. I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
I think he's moved a couple of times in the past dozen years. And, I always joke that my primary care physician, it's at the urgent care down the road. That's who I go to. I mean, that's the world we live in now. You talk a lot about the term patient engagement. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we're looking, you know, from a health system standpoint, we're definitely looking at the digital patient journey and looking at those engagement points along the way. So most of the, you know, when you consider being consumer, most consumers, when they need healthcare services, it starts with a symptom, right? Something hurts. Something is not normal. There are some symptoms. So they start their patient journey with typically a Google search, right? Like there's mm-hmm. a lot, like I want to, it's this discovery phase of what's happening, what's going on, who do I need to see, what do I need to do? And so healthcare systems are looking at and really analyzing the data, not only from keyword research, behaviors online, referral traffic to their own website. And so they're considering them consumers. And then once they become, make an appointment and see a provider, now it's the patient. That's when the conversion is made, right? Mm-hmm. We actually saw the patient. And so now they're looking at, okay, how do I keep this patient engaged through their journey to get better. So that's from a clinical standpoint. And there's a lot of effort and a lot of investment being made into that portion of it. But then from a marketing standpoint, there is, well, what's happening to that patient and what's the patient saying all along the way? What's the feedback they're giving? And then how is that impacting future business? So the patient selects the physician. They research all the health directories. They're looking at reviews. Then they're being seen by the provider. And being seen by the provider includes a lot of different aspects along patient engagement. There's parking. There's billing. There's bedside manner. There's all aspects, communication, all aspects of that patient care the patient is being experienced and is being engaged. And they're typically leaving feedback on a lot of those categories, a lot of those instances. And then they get discharged. Hopefully they get better, or they end the encounter if it's with the provider, get prescriptions, or they get treated. And then they are asked for a survey, typically, and that's for patient satisfaction scores. But then also there's this other element where they're wanting to share their experience online. And that's where we're seeing a lot of growth. And people are going online and sharing their experience. And it's typically hitting on a lot of those different patient engagement opportunities, whether it was, I had a hard time booking an appointment on the website, I had a hard time finding parking, or I had an awesome experience. The provider was so kind, listened to my needs, chose the right treatment plan. They're wanting to share their experience, and that's making an impact on future business and future referrals.
And it really comes back to patients being consumers now, or thinking of themselves as consumers, because everything you just said, from parking to billing to, you know, how pleased they were with the service, we could be talking about a restaurant. It's the same sort of KPIs we'd be looking at as far as how satisfied are the customers of a restaurant or a retailer or any other type of business. You do talk a lot about reputation management. How do you see that as different for healthcare providers versus these other types of brands like restaurants or retail? What's really the difference that you see there?
So the biggest difference is it's more challenging for physicians and healthcare systems to engage in the same manner as maybe a restaurant because of PHI and HIPAA law. So you can't necessarily engage with the individual who's leaving a review because you can't reveal too much. So most of the time, just in terms of that's going to be different, right? That's the biggest differentiator. I'd also say that it's, you know, healthcare is very personal, and there's still that component of the sacred relationship between the patient and the provider. And that's not changed, you know, in terms of when there's treatment and when there's sickness and you're needing to get help. You know, it's different than just a restaurant. We're seeing it, you know, still people are sharing more, but there has to be care and concern, empathy. I mean, the same principles apply, right, in other businesses, but I would say in healthcare, you definitely have to, the rules are different in terms of engaging. So that's the biggest differentiator.
Got it. Let's take a look in the crystal ball, and let's look out 12 to 18 months in the future. What do you see happening in your space that marketers need to be paying attention to right now?
So I am going to say, you know, with healthcare in general, healthcare moves at what the COO or president of HCA has said, healthcare moves at glacial speeds, which is very true within the healthcare business. But what we're seeing not move at a glacial speed are the amount of reviews that are being produced. One of our largest clients, they saw their reviews increase 60% year over year. And so the challenges that healthcare marketers have around their brand, new patient acquisition, is definitely coming to, it's louder than ever, the need for them to be having a reputation management program and paying attention to those reviews and understanding what those reviews are saying. I'd also say in terms of voice search and artificial intelligence and different tools that people are beginning to use, those are impacting the patient journey. And so with Alexa and Siri and Cortana and all these others, those are having an impact. And search is changing a little bit. It's still going to be symptoms, but it's also specialty type searches are going to be increasing. Siri, I need an urgent care in near me, you know. Alexa, book me an appointment at, you know, 3 p.m. with the cardiologist. You know, those type of things, we're going to see those. Maybe not in the next 18 months, but there are some foundational items that are being put in place. So from a strategic marketing standpoint, be paying attention to that. Be paying attention to your content. Content is never been more important than today. And I'd say not just general content, just pushing out stuff, but real actionable relative content to the patient journey has never been more important.
I think that's a really good point, especially about voice search. I mean, if you get to the point where someone can just say, you know, Siri, find me an urgent care, or Alexa, find me an urgent care. I guess I better be careful about saying that here in the Social Geek studio, shouldn't I? I'm going to get an appointment book.
Yeah, right.
But if somebody says that and they find what they need, especially if it's an urgent need, you know, the days of researching down to page two of Google results, those days are gone, right? Especially if you have an urgent need, you're not going to take the time to drill down deeper. And I think having good content out there ahead of the game that people are seeing on an ongoing basis, I think, you know, that's where people are really going to be doing the research in advance of having an issue and making decisions before they even know they have a need when they're seeing all of this kind of good content out there. Fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you're going to be.
Absolutely. I mean,
at your upcoming event, right? I wanted to mention that before we go to.
Yeah, next week we're going to be at the Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategies Forum in Salt Lake City, and I'm going to be co-presenting with Elizabeth Davis, the reputation manager at HCA. And some of it is going to just be sharing the story of how enterprises in large and small organizations can plan and execute a reputation management program. And so we're going to be sharing some of our story of just the journey that we had while at HCA and hopefully share some lessons learned that other organizations can use to avoid some pitfalls. And then also just share some what we're seeing overall from an engagement standpoint online with consumers. So, you know, mobile searches and how perceptions that are being made now, the trust of online reviews, we're going to be covering some of that content. So we're looking forward to it. Next Tuesday is our presentation at 4 p.m.
Awesome. Great. Let us know how that goes. And if anybody wants more information, check out the 23rd Annual Healthcare Marketing Physician Strategy Summit. Full briefing there online. You can check that out there and even register if you haven't already. That's happening this weekend, and your presentation is on Tuesday, May 1st, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Cool. So break a leg with that. And then in the final minute we have left today, if any of our listeners have some further questions or they'd like to find out a little bit more about some of the things you talked about today, what's the best place for us to send them?
Sure. Thanks, Jack. We definitely go to binaryfountain.com, but then we also are alive and well on the social channel. So if you look us up on Facebook, there's a great place for to engage us. And then you can always reach out to me. I'm @_AaronC on Twitter. And I typically respond there. And then my contact information is also on the website. So I really appreciate being on the show, Jack, and great catching up with you again. I always appreciate the opportunity to work with you.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio. Aaron Clifford from Binary Fountain. We will talk to you again very soon. Thank you and have a good night.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.